going on, Beck?
Action, how are you?
All right, now I see your charger's messed up again, didn't it?
It's just a...
drop the damn ball. Wait. They pay him to hold, catch the ball and hold the ball until the man kick it.
I don't know. I don't know if he was paid off or what.
That's what everybody was saying there. How much was he paid that day? Because you ain't going to get hit. Ain't nobody going to hit you, man.
And then did you see that he was walking off with the Raiders at the end of the game, like joking around with them?
What?
Did you see that?
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, people are pissed down here. People, I'm surprised that guy hasn't had his butt kicked in the past couple of days cruising, running around San Diego.
Oh, man, y'all needed that win to come off that loss, man.
Yeah, that was
That
was divisional play, too. We need those division wins.
Yeah, man, I'm like, damn, man, you are paid to catch the damn ball and put it down. That's what the man you is not going to get hit.
I know.
They ain't going to touch you. The only way they touch you is you get your ass up and fake that damn punt and try to run it. Now, you free game then, but
yeah.
Not going to touch you.
I was in shock when I saw that.
To touch that man is illegal.
Yeah, exactly. I was just in shock, man. It was just another new way to lose in the fourth quarter. It's like we find a new way every week. I'm curious.
That would have tied it, and then y'all would have went into overtime.
Yeah, and I knew, I told my friend, I texted him right when that happened, I'm like, that's going to come back to bite us in the butt, because I knew it was the third quarter, and sure enough, it sure did, because, yeah, it would have been a tie ball game, and we would have gone into overtime, and then we probably would have lost at that point, though, in overtime.
Well, it would have been an honorable loss, even if you did lose. It would have been honorable to y'all fought to the end.
Exactly.
That right there, oh my goodness. Man,
I don't know if you were watching that live, but... I could not, my jaw just dropped and I couldn't keep it closed after that. I was just in disbelief, man. I could not believe it. But, hey, your Cowboys are looking pretty darn decent.
Oh, man, the Cowboys are rolling, baby. How about them Cowboys? Boy, that Dak attack and then that damn Ezekiel broke that 60-yarder. Boy, good God almighty.
He's looking pretty tough.
Broke 60-yarder. I'm like, damn, boy, you looking like O.J. Barrett, down to him and all of them, man. Walker Payton, boy, wrapped up in the one, man. You're going to keep on doing that, boy. You're going to be all right.
Yeah. You know, hopefully, I noticed that a lot of running backs will have like a sophomore slump, so hopefully he doesn't get caught up in that next year, you know?
Nah, I don't think so. He was rolling strong up there at Ohio, and then to adapt to the NFL ways, he's doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, man, I got nothing bad to say.
Well, I just don't want him to start fumbling the damn ball.
Yeah, like our running back, Melvin Gordon, have you seen he put it down, put the ball on the ground, I think it's 4 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, see, that's what they normally run into, fumbleitis.
Yeah.
Here we go. Just and like he had Dez Bryant ass running to missilitis. Damn, missing easy ass passes that you known the damn catch, wondering you paid off.
Yeah.
Shit. Brand new damn contract and you sitting your ass on the sideline. And they doing all, they, well, see, I'm glad it is happening because it's making all of them look like jackasses. Doug from the top. Jerry Jones looking like a jackass again, Romo all that damn money, and he gave Dan Brown new money. So all of them got new contracts and ain't doing jack shit. These young boys doing all this.
Yeah, for cheap too.
Yeah, cheap. Man, getting $400,000 man a year. I'm like, what the hell?
I bet his jersey sales have already generated that easily. You know?
Yeah. I mean, shit, man, they're going to have to up the ante on this boy, him, man. As long as he stay healthy and from what I heard, he's very dedicated because I think he turned down a damn endorsement from Kenneth Cole or something. They wanted him to be a damn smoke break. Said, no, I got to concentrate on this football.
That's good.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's free money right there.
Turned down money? Yeah, but it takes time to go in there and act out those
commercials and
Yeah,
right.
Time away from you concentrating on the Cowboys football.
Yeah, he could do that in the off season, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would tell. I said, hey, contact me in off season.
I'll be your man.
You don't want me right now. What you want is me in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. That's when you want me.
Yeah, and that's when you want me in your commercial.
That's what I say. That's when you want me to be your spokesperson.
Exactly.
That's when you want me to be your spokesperson.
That's you're thinking exactly, dude. I wasn't thinking about it like that, but yeah, that's exactly it. That's the perfect time.
Then I got a right to ask for more money from you.
Exactly.
And, stock just went up, Jack.
Big time. Doubled.
Man, I haven't even made it home yet to even do anything. But
where are you?
Shit, man, I'm just coming out that damn Wyoming Mountain, Colorado. I'm over here in Oklahoma now.
Did you deal with any snow out there? Or?
No, man.
No snow.
Chilly.
Yeah.
All sunny sky, blue sky.
Oh, nice. So, you going to be out on the road, I imagine, for the rest of the week, probably?
Yeah, the rest of the week. I'm going to try to make it on in this weekend because my old wife is there, her friend, her colleague and friend. She got a birthday. She wants somebody to invite me. She wants us to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I said, I don't do Rocky Horror Picture Shows that
much. I remember that.
I'll do it, you know, and then she told me I'm buying tickets for everybody. I said, well, we'll go and celebrate with her.
Oh, that'll be fun, though.
I'll probably fall asleep on the damn Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I wouldn't blame you.
Damn, boy, that's so corny.
Yeah. It's been around for years too. It's like 40 years now or something like that. Yeah, I remember. I was just a little kid, and I remember that specifically back then. That whole thing, and people would go to the theaters at midnight and dress up and like sing and act out the whole movie and stuff.
Yeah.
You thought that would fade away? It didn't.
It sure didn't, man. There's a lot of corny people in the world like this.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's all
no.
It's all money.
Yeah, and different strokes for different folks.
There you go. That's what makes us the world, you know, a very fascinating place.
Absolutely.
These fucked up ass leaders, excuse my language, they just messed up in the head, these damn leaders.
I agree, man. 100%. 100%. They're psychopaths. It's unbelievable.
Damn, Putin trying to stick his damn chest out again over there in Russia. Like, oh man, here we go again.
Yeah, it just never ends, man. It's really tough to even turn on the news when I get home from work in the afternoon. I don't even want to see what's going on. You know, it's just there's nothing positive, nothing uplifting. There's nothing, never any of that good stuff.
Yeah, I hope when my madam president get in office that she appoint a good, well, no, Secretary Kerry, man, he been doing a good job. He's just a little quiet. He's not a hard ass. You need to be a hard ass when you be Secretary of State.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You need to go out there, these goddamn country leaders, where it's damn stick they damn, what a stick it. You know?
Yeah, this is how it's going to be, and either you're going to accept it or you're not.
We can have peace. Now, you know, the Secretary of State's supposed to be a peaceful man, but you're also supposed to be a damn firm man. You need a hard ass to be that job, man. Clinton wasn't good enough, but she wasn't no hard ass. A politician, firm, blah, blah, blah. But Kerry, he kind of quiet and meek.
Yeah.
Hard ass, man. You need somebody like a Winston Churchill or a damn, who is that damn general? My general there.
Eisenhower?
No, Eisenhower.
Patton?
Patton. Yeah, you need a damn Patton to be Secretary of State.
Yeah, someone that's just not going to take anything.
he's never was politician material. He's fighting material.
Yeah.
He loves fighting stuff, so he wouldn't make too good of a Secretary of State because he ain't got that peaceful side to him.
No. I think
you shouldn't want war all the damn time. You should want some peace sometimes. Patton was war, war, war. Let's go to the war.
Yeah, it's always, you know, who's tougher.
He was a damn good general, though. Won them battles, but...
Yep. That would be helpful. It really would.
But you need somebody. Yeah, Winston Churchill would have been great, but he's from England. England.
Yeah.
British.
Yeah. But hey,
anyway, man, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna get on down this road. I got to get on over here and get me some rest and take me a shower. It's been working, like I say, man, working for the other person. I wish y'all lent me enough money to get this damn truck. I found me a truck.
Did you? Okay. Were you able to get a quote for it as well?
$30,000.
Okay. Well, shoot, let's work towards that.
You think y'all can finance it?
Absolutely. You know, I help folks all the time gentleman, his gross annual sales, I believe, was a little under $200,000. I was able to get him approved for a $79,000 truck with truck and trailer.
Yeah, the truck and trailer, I'm going after $51,000 total. $21,000 for the trailer and $30,000 for the truck.
Yeah, so it sounds definitely doable. So we just need to get the financials in place for underwriting to take a look at, and we get feedback for you pretty quickly.
I need to get that profit and loss statement going because the way my bank statements were going, I did a little rough draft. It was roughly around $150,000 to $200,000 a year.
Okay.
Average probably the way it was going about 150, but I haven't been in business a whole year.
Gotcha.
If I would have kept going, if that damn truck didn't break down, it would have been like 150 to about 175.
Hey, actually, have you thought about like a monthly payment as well? When you bring on that new truck, thought about budgeting for a monthly payment for the new vehicle?
Yeah, it'd be something like $1,500 a month.
Cool. Well, as soon as you're able to get home and wrap up the profit and loss and get that over to me, I'll go to work for you immediately and see if we can get you some of the better rates out there.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I know that you're not going to be around this week, so maybe give you a holler next Wednesday.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Well, Great. Well, I'm glad. Always a pleasure to speak with you. You always put a bring a smile to my face. And get some rest, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah. There's no age restriction on trucks, right?
No. How old is the truck? I think it's like 25 years.
It's 99.
Okay. Yeah, we're within the parameters then.
Yeah, but it's a rebuild. He put $16,000 worth of rebuild engine in it, so...
Oh, so basically it's like a new truck.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. Yeah,
I was trying to tell your competition that, but they seem to be hard-headed. I told them that Ironwood down there in damn Corpus Christi.
Uh-huh.
They want me talking about a 2000. Well, the lower we can go a 2001. I said, well, hell, a 2001 could be raggedy.
Yeah.
2001 better than a damn $16,000 overhaul on the engine.
Exactly. We wouldn't have an issue with that at all.
Yeah. All right, let me get to work on it, because they about to leave. If y'all go for it, I'll give y'all the business, because y'all a direct lender, right?
Yeah, we are, and then if there's challenges on some deals, we'll partner up with another lender, but basically, yeah, we are direct.
Because the Ironwood just damn broke. They're a lease broker. They want you to lease the equipment with that dollar buyout bullshit.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that shit, because I know what they finna do.
Yeah. Yep.
That gonna almost have to pay double back. I'm like, shit, for $51,000, I ain't about to give you no $102,000. You're crazy. That's like a mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, heck no. Not playing that game.
I could see 20 back, for the 51, $71,000, but not no damn $102,000. Not double. That's mafia activity.
That's straight illegal.
I'm like, damn, man. But yeah, that's what they are. That's the wave they riding on. I was willing to do it if they gave me a good rate, but they seem to be, they got an age restriction on their trucks, and I say that age don't matter about truck. This commercial.
It's diesel too.
Yeah, we rebuild these damn things year after year sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Rebuilding them makes them new again.
And, geez, these diesel motors, what, go 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 miles? So, it's basically
just a good brand. Yeah, if you can change the oil and take care of the damn thing, it can go 1,000,000 miles on a rebuild.
So, things not even, hasn't really even been broken in yet, if you think about it, you know?
No, all he got is 128,000 miles on that rebuild.
Oh, it's like brand new, almost.
Yeah, I said, you ain't even hit it yet, man. 28,000 on the new rebuild. I say that's gonna serve me and my wife great. That's gonna serve our household great.
Yeah. So,
but
yeah,
I'll shoot you the specs to it, and let's see what we can go. I'll get this stuff done, man, because I need to go and get that truck and get this trailer. I found that trailer out there in California.
Okay.
Great Western Trailer leasing.
Nice.
They want 20-some thousand. No, 25,000. I talked them down to 21,000.
Okay, so did you want to do the package then, the truck and trailer at the same time?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. I got to do the truck and trailer at the same time.
Okay, excellent. But once you're able to get everything together, I know that you're out on the road, so it's tough. You get everything over to me. We'll go to work for you. We'll see what we can. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I always appreciate your time. I wish you luck this week. Wish your Cowboys luck this weekend. And if you get a chance,
they need to tighten up.
We're playing Denver on Thursday, actually.
Oh no, not one. they want revenge for that terrible law with the dirty birds.
Yeah, I know. Now we're gonna take the brunt of that, I think.
Yeah, man, they looking for revenge because they lost against the Dirty Birds.
Yep,
and
yep.
Dirty Bird, not only the undefeated team is the Vikings, and we got them mid-season.
Hey, do you know who Jamal Anderson is?
Yeah.
He was a running back for the Dirty Birds in the late early 2000s?
Yep.
I went to high school with him.
Jamal.
Yeah, he was he was a stud in our high school back then too. He was like the top running back in LA at that time. All the chicks wanted him. He was the man around town.
Yeah, they was messing around with Jamal's pay over there with the Dirty Bird. They didn't want to pay him.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I guess they finally when they settled up on I guess they got right on the contract because he came back that season.
Yeah.
He got right on his contract, but I don't know where he is now.
No, he's doing all right. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he lives in Atlanta, and he's got an off-and-on gig with ESPN and a couple other sports networks. So he's doing all right.
Yeah, that's good, man. He's doing that thing, because I see he took care of money then.
Yeah, he did. He did. He was smart with that. You know what's funny is his dad was actually a bouncer, or not a bouncer, but a bodyguard for Muhammad Ali.
What'd you say?
For back in the day, because I remember going to junior high and high school that always have pictures and stuff of his pops or him hanging out with Muhammad Ali. So it was a pretty cool thing. So I think that there was always money in that family. And, they just took care of it well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Great Ali is gone.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a sad thing.
Joe Frazier went before him.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, the last of the greats now is George Foreman. And I put the Sphinxes in there. The Sphinxes were pretty decent. They were.
Yeah. I remember watching him as a little boy.
In their own little way, they were special. They were all
right. Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely.
Some of the greats hanging around still.
For sure, yeah, for sure. But actually,
right,
I got to get going. But
okay.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'll talk next week.
Okay, brother. You take care, man. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.